says that by that voice of Hakadosh Malzim, of Kol Yisrael Leimor has case of Shema Yisrael Hayoyim Azeh Neyeter Leon. More brachas, the Alshans. What do you mean? Today you became a nation. Today was the day they received the Torah. It's 40 years later. El la metro. Chaviva Torah lomtel bechol yoyim veyoyim kemoyim shenitna le'alzina. A person who's learning Torah properly every day is so dear to him as if he receives a bad day from Alzina. And Rav Tarfum, the son of Rav Tzvi Yishtvar Akhu, says, I'd write to it. The person read Kriya Shema Shachas Vavas. And one evening he forgot to say Kriya Shema, as if he never said Kriya Shema. So first of all, what does it mean? Because he forgot Kriya Shema, as if he never said Kriya Shema. Secondly, what does it have to do with this thing that every day Torah should be chobit on those who learn Torah? So Rav Tzvi said a beautiful pshat. He says, the value of our Torah mitzvot is given to it by ourselves. And that's going to be our Olam Haba. How do you value your Torah mitzvot? The person has a business deal that's worth 10, what? The person has a business deal that's worth $100. And because of that, he decides that he has a savior to learn, he's going to drop it because of the business deal. Or he's not going to come to time that morning in the minyan. So he gave his mitzvah a value of $100. If a person has a deal of $1 million, and he's not going to drop it because he has a kriyas, which is aloha, he's supposed to drop the deal of $1 million, and not to move out of your kriyas that you will prevail for yourself, then he's showing that his Torah is worth more than $1 million. So a meal, he has to go to Mabba. So you have to have two people doing the exact same mitzvah, and when it comes to the time to drop it, one person drops it easily, and the other person drops it, or never drops it, he keeps his kriyas in the way he should, the Olam Haba is going to be a completely different dimension. So he said, that's what it means. A person does Kriya Shema every day, the one time he misses the Kriya Shema, because of something came up, so he didn't just miss a bad time. He's basically giving a price back to all his Kriya Shema he said all his life. And he gave it up for something which wasn't something mamish, the Gruach Nefesh, or something after Yalocha, he had to give it up, and basically, he lost all his Kriya Shema, so at least he showed all his Kriya Shema. Now, from the bottom, person will tell you the truth. So this is the message we're getting over here. The Chavivas of Torah Mitzvah has to be as if it's something that I realize now, my whole life is dependent on this, is more valuable than anything else. Like I said, at certain times the halacha is that you're permitted or you're mekuyev to take a break and learn for certain things. But you have to make sure that that's the way it is. The point is, there's no halacha that you're not allowed to learn on Friday. And if we find ourselves every Friday that we have no time to learn, we should check your value system a little bit. We lose it, okay. But this is somewhere healthy over here, sorry.
It's a good line, though, to know. Today, all you do is check your mezuzah and you think it'll help you. It may help you for your master, it doesn't help you for your master. Yeah.